go back to the hotline phones now. 433-3121 is our number. Bob, you're on the air with Larry Grossman. Go right ahead, please.
Yes. Good morning, Mr. Grossman.
Hi, Bob.
Mr. Grossman, in the first hour of the program, when you and Mr. McLean were discussing the issue of Sunday closing legislation, you mentioned that you believe that laws should be enforced or they should be changed.
Yep.
Now, in admitting that a law should be changed, aren't we saying that that law is unjust? And if a law is unjust, why should one support its enforcement?
Well, because when a law is unjust, you should change it.
But before the law is changed, people are falling victim to it. Is that not happening?
Well, yeah, but, prudent and good government would move quickly to get the change made. That's the way you do it. You can't have society work on the basis of everyone making their own individual judgment as to whether a law is unjust or not, and then deciding whether they want to obey it. There's several laws out there that I think are unjust, but look at the doctors. Let's take a look at that. There's no question but that the doctors believe that Bill 94 is a very, very unjust piece of legislation. You will probably...
Do you agree with that? Do you think it is?
I think it's a bad piece of legislation. But what you can't have is doctors disobeying that law. I mean, I think it's a bad law, but when doctors ask me, I tell them the law has to be obeyed. Fight to change it if you wish, but while it's the law, you have to obey it.
Well, you did add, in reference to the issue of Sunday closing, that the provincial conservatives support Sunday closing legislation. Why?
Oh, I think it's quite clear that the family unit in Ontario is something that's very important in Ontario's ethic. And with so many families, with two wage earners in the family, there's a great deal to be said for a common day of rest, a day that's different from all the other days. I don't think Sunday should be Thursday.
Well, it came, but Larry, you know, so some of these places that are opening on Sundays, I'm thinking of Fairweather's here on Boxing Day.
Yep.
They open up. And they were lined up for blocks to get in, and in complete contradiction. Somebody must feel that this is a good thing. I don't mean the companies, the people
patronize
these.
I agree entirely, and that's why my party initiated a review of the Sunday closing legislation. Boxing Day is one of the days that our task force got a lot of input in, saying, look, it's not Sunday. It's a day that traditionally has not been, if you look way back, traditionally has not been a day of closing, but traditionally in Ontario has been the reverse.
But
I think those kinds of things...
What really disturbs me with your answer is that I can say, well, all well and fine, it's nice that a family might have a common day off, but is that in and of itself an excuse or a reason to violate rights of other people? I mean, where do you see the limits of government intervention in our lives? Is there no limit on this? Is it just, well, we'd like all a common day off, let's violate the rights of the few that might not feel the same way? I cannot see where you see some sort of natural limit placed on the power of government to do these kinds of things, because let's face it, there's a trend in this country right now where people are more and more being told how to live their lives by someone other than themselves, and it's a frightening thing. Where is the limit of government in the proper perspective as you would see it?
Okay.
I think that's really a very good concern, and that troubles me. I think what we find in Ontario is not really government changing Sunday by legislation, but more maintaining the way it is. I mean, there have been cases of government intervention. You could say that seat belts, for example, were government intervention in people's lives, non-smoking bylaws and the like. Even people would argue that closing bars at 1 a.m. is government interference. Whatever, all that has somehow worked to build a province that somehow is a great place to raise a family. Now, let me finish. I think Sundays are not being changed by government. Government intervention, as you would call it, is maintaining a tradition in Ontario. I'm one of those that thinks that Ontario changes all the time a bit, and that you have to change that Sunday law to accommodate changing patterns. Let me talk about my riding, for example. Large Chinese population. They have a tradition of having Sunday being a market day. And in my riding, there's a tremendous amount of economic activity in the shops in Chinatown in my riding, illegally now. There's got to be something done to accommodate that legitimate value to that community. The tourist areas obviously have to have some leeway on Sundays. My own view, bookstores, an example of another area. There's some changing lifestyles out there, be it multicultural, be it tourist, be it bookstores, that require an alteration to ease up and reflect more what's really happening. But I guess I've always looked at the Sunday legislation as one that protects, doesn't intervene in the society as we've known it here.
Last word to you, Bob, briefly, not much time.
Well, Mr. Grossman was saying, and he said it again, he said, we need laws regarding this type of legislation somehow that reflect the reality of the situation, but I think it's a gross contradiction to say that the laws reflect the reality when laws are used to manipulate the reality of the situation. Wouldn't real laws that reflect all these market trends that Mr. Grossman is referring to be no law at all? I mean, where is the justice in allowing someone in an ethnic community to sell products on Sunday, and someone in another community in Ontario can go to jail and lose his livelihood for doing exactly the same thing?
Yep, tough one to sort
got
out.
A point
and,
there.
And my friend, I want to admit to you that while I see what happens in Chinatown in my riding, I don't know how to sort that out.
Yeah.
I don't know how to accommodate it and reflect your concern.
Bob, we'll have to leave it there.
Closing legislation.
He's saying no Sunday closing. Wouldn't that be the alternative? No Sunday closing.
Well, I think you'd find a tremendous upheaval from people who suddenly would look around on Sunday and find that Sunday looked exactly the same as Thursday. And thousands of people, small store owners, young people working part-time in stores, employees who had worked all their lives for large retailers, Eaton, Simpsons, the Bay, and the like, who would suddenly be told by their employers that they have to work Sundays. That would be an enormous change out there, and one that neither the retailers want nor the employees want. It's very interesting.
Thank you for your call, Bob. We'll
Thanks,
have
Bob.
To leave it there.